And all of these notions have, of course, passed into the Abrahamic mainstream of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam.
And it's when you come to the animal that the king is riding on the silver dish that you get a shock, because he's not on a horse, but on a fully antlered stag. He straddles the beast without either stirrups or saddle, gripping it by the antlers with his left hand, while his right hand deftly plunges a sword right into its neck. Blood sprays out, and at the bottom of the plate, we see the same stag in the throes of death. This whole image is quite clearly a fantasy. From the great crown at the top, which has quite clearly fallen off if you've been riding, to the idea of killing your own mount in full leap. We're in the realm of symbol. What's really going on here? In the Middle East, for centuries, hunting scenes have been a common way of representing royal power. Assyrian kings, well protected in their chariots, are shown bravely killing lions from a safe distance. But Shapur is doing something else. This is the monarch in single combat with the beast, and he's risking himself not out of pointless bravado, but for the benefit of his subjects. As protective ruler, we see him killing certain kinds of animals, the beasts that threatened his subjects, big cats which preyed on cattle and poultry, wild boar and deer which ravaged crops and pastures. So images like this one are visual metaphors for royal power, conceived in Zoroastrian terms.